This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
A lot of interesting feedback on that last segment that we were talking about when it came to the ways that some of the regional TV is handled or streaming and such, especially in baseball and basketball. Some people talking about like the 281 said they pay from MLB Network just because after living in Houston, they live in North Carolina and still don't get to see all the games. They're not paying for NFL for the Texans. So like it seems like they're very amenable to the idea of if you had like this direct to consumer line that was there, that'd be cool. And of course, currently that doesn't exist for the Houston Rockets and the Astros. Obviously NFL, you just kind of have to hope that you have that national aspect, or you maybe on if you have Red Zone, or if you're willing to shell out all the big bucks for Sunday ticket, that'd be the way that it has to go. So yeah, man, absolutely, you would hope to see. All right, okay, see now. I appreciate that everybody's participating, but now it's coming back against me because the 346 said you guys should recruit Amber Rose for Reginald's dating game. There is no dating game. It's not a thing.
Oh, no, it is.
What do you mean?
If we can get Amber Rose, you got to date Amber Rose, man.
Just
give her a ride home. That's all you got to do.
I see what you're doing here, and that's wild.
You got to do, man.
Okay, if you say so.
Get your own Uber rating.
I don't like any of this. None of this. I was like, how do I segue into the thing that I want to segue into?
You all right,
First and foremost, I ain't got one for you. moving on, I do want to remind you, though, always a quick reminder, make sure that you're listening on the Odyssey app, man. Get yourself an opportunity to win this National Odyssey Contest, the Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. And if you win, you and three of your friends will be headed to Vegas to stay at the Circa Resort and Casino. Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination. And you'll have, you know, enjoy the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim there as part of the Ultimate College Basketball Championship Experience, plus $20,000 in your pocket to help make your time in Sin City fantastic. So all you got to do in order to do that, make sure you're on list, download, and you're listening on the Odyssey app for an hour each day for your entry into that contest. But let's take you over to West Palm Beach, where things are moving and shaking. Pitchers and catchers have reported. I imagine position players will be joining relatively soon, and you'll get, you know, real practice type things relatively soon. But before we get all the way there, I mean, you know, we're getting information, we're getting audio from people out there. And so now I kind of want to turn to Joe Espada. And I want to ask you, Lopez, does this give you any level of pause, or are you just in a place where that dude was not going to factor in at all? This is Espada 1 talking about somebody who's not yet at camp.
Montero having travel issue to get into the country right now. So we expect him to be here in the next day or two. But he is coming. He was just having a tough time right now getting out of the DR.
So that's more, you know, geopolitical. Like he's having some issues with the visa type things, I believe. But Rafael Montero, like, what is your optimism or maybe lack thereof from Rafael Montero at this point? I know at this point he's existed as a big contract.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even on your 40 and isn't on your 40-man roster. Like, do you have any level of anticipation that maybe he could be a potential answer to the question marks of who are in that bullpen for you this year?
I
honestly don't. I think, you know, when they gave him that contract, it was right after the World Series, too, which was kind of weird. He hadn't even come close. He hasn't even come close to living up to that. And I feel like he's almost getting passed by some of these younger guys that are already in camp. And you can't blame him for the not being in camp thing. I mean, that just happens.
What are you going to do there, right?
Yeah. But some of these younger guys that have been out there, Bennett Sousa and Ort and, you know, Taylor Scott and all that, I think they're going to be the ones that you're going to be hearing from.
Yeah, I'm super excited to see some of those guys. And I know that, I don't know if he specifically meant these guys when he's talking about it, but Joe Espada, we brought up mm-hmm. the Crush City Territory podcast where he was talking late last week. And he talked about how early on in spring training, you're going to see a lot of the young guys. And I wonder if that also, you know, filters into pitching wise. It's like seeing a lot of the young guys and getting a lot of innings to get an idea of what they are bringing, how they can recover.
Yeah. You know, pitch one day, pitch the next.
100%. So I'm really interested in that aspect there. Speaking of the young guys, how about Cam Smith? He is the crown jewel of the trade that sent Kyle Tucker to the Cubs. And he seems to be, I mean, there's a lot of high praise that's been had for him. How is Cam Smith going to be used during spring training here?
I'm going to keep him at third. I think that's a position that he played in college, played last year. He's most comfortable there. I really like what I've seen so far. The outfield, you know, he's seen some balls off the bat during BP, so we'll allow him. You know, we keep him doing that. But right now, in the game, my plan is not to play him in the outfield.
Are you good with this approach, especially knowing that the Astros have typically valued position flex and being able to play multiple places? Do you think that says anything, especially also looking at the fact that outfield, there's some places to maybe be able to come up if he ends up being ready? Do you like this approach of just, hey, no, he's going to play at his home?
I actually do. And the reason is you're talking about a guy that's 21 years old.
Correct.
And you don't want to muddle things down with, you got to learn this. Oh, by the way, you got to learn this too. And
that's what they'd be doing for everybody, you know, though.
It's backfired on.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, it's absolutely backfired on. So maybe this is lesson learned, you know. But it's also like, you don't even know if he's going to be, you know, what he's going to be.
Well, they seem pretty damn confident that he has the capability and the upside and the likelihood, in fact, of being the type of player that kind of, what was the phrasing that he used? Carries a franchise,
mm-hmm.
which is high praise.
That's pretty high.
But I mean, that's the reason why you made sure to get him in that trade back. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, yes, we are giving you a rental of sorts in Kyle Tucker with the opportunity to have one of the best players in baseball, a dude who was, you know, shortlist MVP type guy mm-hmm. before he got injured last year in Kyle Tucker, and a relatively young. Well, if you're sending him out, even though it's a short term on his contract, you'd like to get something back. And Cam Smith is what is represented there. Obviously, you have Isak Paredes, who can immediately be your third baseman. But the idea that you got a high level prospect that absolutely can come up to the major league level and be great, that is huge. I also like the idea that he's third base, that, you know, keep him at third base, because mm-hmm. it's possible that he ends up being your third baseman of the future. Like, that's the idea.
Well, I think that's the whole plan.
I think that's the idea. So, man, keep him at that place. Let him figure more of that out. I don't think that you need to try and force him into the outfield as it feels like it is possible there. All right, your favorite pitcher,
mm-hmm.
Lance McCullers. As Joe Espada talked about Lance McCullers and what he feels about him.
This guy wants to be on the field. He has pitched huge games for us. While I've been here, I saw him in 17 shove it up, you know, against us.
Say what?
I was on the other side of the field. So I respect that about Lance. I've seen how bad he wants it. So I'm just happy that he is close to getting back on the mound and contributing.
Okay.
All right. That's what I figured. I really just wanted to get your response. And your response again was what?
Okay.
Very good. And then finally, I wanted to get to this real quick, though. But and I think this one is probably the biggest of the clips that we play here, which is, this is Joe Espada about the offensive approach of the team this year.
It's going to be a more complete in areas that I think last year we kind of got away from our approach. I think we have talked to our players. I think they're aware of that. And we're going to make sure that we emphasize what makes us so elite is when we're able to see a ton of pitches and we can make our opponents work a little bit more.
Well, that is one that you definitely want to hear, that they're working on, that they can maybe improve upon. That was kind of their calling card. And, you know, we talk about Bregman and how great of an eye he's had, and his ability to sort of, you know, square up pitches that are not out of the zone by an inch. It wasn't just him. Like, this was Altuve is a free swinger. We know that.
Yeah, and that's one of those where you just kind of you take it and you live with it, right?
Yeah,
that's. the basketball equivalent is the no, yes guy. Mm-hmm. You're like, no. Well, okay, yeah. And then Altuve, you're just like, no, take pitches. Oh, well, he sent them 1 yard. Fine.
Yeah, but this is a team that has previously, you know, had a pretty good discipline at the plate. And it's not just like discipline trying to draw walks. It's just discipline trying to get the right pitch.
Who do you feel like this newfound, conviction or commitment to approach is going to benefit the most? Because I know there's one name that I'm hoping is huge for that.
Are you saying Jeremy Peña?
Yes, I am saying Jeremy Peña.
Jeremy Peña would be on my list. I think, you know, Yordan is pretty disciplined. It doesn't seem like it, but he is. He can be. But Jeremy Peña would be the number one guy for me.
Yeah, I think that would be incredibly helpful if he if he locks back in that way and makes it tough on, because that adds another one of those guys that you go, oh, yep, no outs.
Yeah.
Like, that's the possibility of what this lineup of what you're looking at is the possibility of having 6 to 7 guys that you go, oh, no easy outs, no easy outs for pitchers. And that's what puts strains.
They were giving away outs at the bottom of the lineup last year.
Yeah.
Sometimes 6 through 9. Definitely 7 through 9.
Yeah, absolutely.
On any given day.
And that's, I mean, look, it's that you're still in a place where that's possible. Mm-hmm. Are you likely to have the likes of Altuve, Paredes, Yainer, and, you know, Yordan, Christian Walker. Those are all pretty damn
and
good
then
bats.
What? Yeah.
But like you get to a place where, you know, after 5, 6 guys, you go, hey, maybe you get to a place where you're like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how this quite looks. And the more that you can lock in, and at least even if you're not having guys that are like, you know, going to give you great power in those places or what have you, at least if they're taking 5 pitches, if they're taking 6 pitches in order to get those outs.
Yeah, obviously we know it works against the pitcher too that you're facing, but really it's just, you know, being able to get the pitch you want to hit and whatever else is gravy.
100%. 100%. Yeah. All right. That's what's happening in West Palm Beach, man. Super excited to get the guys, Sean and Seth out there broadcasting in West Palm Beach, Spo out there amongst everything to get a little bit of a spring baseball, which apparently is brought to you by brought to you by Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors.
So oh, yeah.
They're going to be getting our guys out there, man. Mm-hmm. Appreciation to them. I'm excited for that coming up. Hey, it is Friday of All-Star Weekend. Is anybody have any excitement for the All-Star game at all?
You know how I feel about this, but I don't want to bash it too hard. I'm sure I'll check in. Probably more so on, not the Futures game, what's it called? Rising Stars.
Rising Stars game on
probably
Saturday.
More Rising Stars than anything.
And is that just the local tie of
local
having
ties, young
man
players?
And,
is that Saturday?
That is Saturday night. No, wait,
it's
hold
tonight.
On. That
it's
is tonight.
Yeah.
That's tonight.
Because
9 p.m., I believe.
The 3-point contest and all that stuff is Saturday.
Yeah, All-Star Saturday night is.
And of course, you check in on all this stuff, you know, but I'm talking like lock in.
Sorry, 8 p.m. It's 9 p.m. Eastern. So that'll be on TNT and True TV if you want to see
a certain amount of time.
Read.
Everybody loves potential. You know, everybody likes to see young players. And especially when you have your own guys in there, how they stack up against others. So I'll probably check in on that a little bit. That might be our Valentine's Day.
Please, dear God. I swear. Can you be nice to that woman today, please?
Clock is ticking, man.
That's unbelievable. No, I'm also, I always say that I'm going to check in on Friday night with the Rising Stars Challenge, and I always have a bad time actually tapping in. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to with Amen and Reed in here, right? Like, you just have to.
At least
to
a little bit.
Especially with like a man amongst like all of these talented young guys, like where does he stack up against those guys head to head? I'm really interested to see that, and just how confident is Reed going to be in that place where it's just, okay, go out there and gun. I'm interested. Are people actually interested in anything outside of that?
I have no real interest.
Nothing outside of that
in the All-Star game,
3-point contest like that. That's been the draw on Saturdays, but I do wonder who is
in the dunk contest.
Thank you. That's
like
they're
not even giving me hype for it.
That's the point.
I haven't seen a highlight. Yeah. I haven't seen is that cat that was playing for Philly, the D-leaguer
Mac McClung.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
he will still be in the dunk contest. Your dunk contest.
Who's he play for?
Osceola Magic, something like that. I don't remember how to say it.
Osceola Lake.
Yes, absolutely. It's the Orlando Magic's G League affiliate because he's a G Leaguer. Mac McClung, real jumper though. He went to Georgetown. He went to Texas Tech. But outside of that,
that's all you need to know about that.
Yeah, the dunk contest has gone I think they've tried to go, hey, we're going to get young guys that are really, you know, athletic or whatever, because they can dunk. Matas Buzelis, who is a Bulls player, Stephon Castle of the Spurs in the dunk contest, and Andre Jackson Jr. of the Bucks. Those round out the dunk contest. And I know that there's everybody. Can you help me out with the Snoop Dogg drop here? I know everybody listening said this.
Who?
That's right. I get it. I don't know that it's actually going to come through. Like the now, now the crown jewel of Saturday night is 3-point contest.
Probably. And even
who's in that?
Stefan Ionescu backed out, right?
I don't know that I saw anything to that degree of like
they're not going
to
do it.
They're
not doing it.
Okay. No, they're not doing that contest thing. There's just the regular 3-point 3-point shooting contest.
I think Darius Garland is in.
He is, along with Jalen Brunson, Cade Cunningham, Texas boy, Tyler Hero, Buddy Hield, Cam Johnson.
Okay, that sound.
Dame Lillard.
That sound all right.
Norm Powell. Yeah, that's probably the only thing. And you know what?
That sound all right.
That to me kind of feels like one of those things you could probably watch back.
Just watch the results.
Yeah, you probably just watch back. Yeah, I'm like this feels like one of those where you and I say this as somebody who would like. I would always be ready on All-Star Weekend to watch these things.
Yeah.
Being on social media, seeing the people talk about it.
Yeah.
I think this might be the least excited I've been for an All-Star Weekend ever.
Yeah. It's kind of sad.
It is kind of sad.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's happening. Still, salute to Amen Thompson and Reed Shepard. They will be participating in the Rising Stars Challenge tonight, 8 p.m. on TNT, if you are so inclined to see your Houston Rockets participating All-Star. And I'm kind of glad that it's the Rising Stars game. I think that, though, I was about to say on Friday earlier so they can get their stuff done and, you know, be out. But I forget that if their team wins, I think they'll be participating on Sunday with the little tournament that they have there as well. So maybe do really well, but don't win so that they can start getting
get
some
more rest. Yeah.
Amen really needs it.
Yeah, he does.
He's gotten more minutes and he's been part of that sluggish kind of play of the Houston Rockets of late. So yeah, I really want them to get to All-Star break.
Yeah.
Before they
actually break.
Yes, and actually break. Kick the legs up a little bit. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's about the time where we hand this thing over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got for us?
Yeah, man. Shout out to the Dynamo, man. They hooked us up with some jerseys. I'm going to let y'all know what they got planned for this weekend. Plus, it's Valentine's Day. I want to put y'all on the spot. I want to know y'all worst date ever.
Oh.
Just the worst date, one-on-one date with somebody ever.
713.
Yes, I was going to say
4610. Let us know your date, and maybe you can be in the mixtape.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out
Happy
there.
Friday.
I'm happy it's the weekend, man. It seemed like it was a long week for some reason. Mm. But happy Friday to everyone out there.
It's because you're still recovering from NOLA, that's why.
I'm still kind of recovering a little bit. But yeah, man, I'm happy it's Friday. And just want to give a special shout out to the Houston Dynamo, man.
Yes, sir.
They sent us some swag up here, man. They got a new jersey. I don't know if you're looking on the Mopram Law webcam, but yeah, man, they kind of throwing it back to the 2011 season when it was
the early years.
Yeah, and the all orange, and they got they call this the Space City Blue.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah, that light blue accent on there.
Yeah, man, so they doing a little something for the 20th season. 20 seasons,
it's
man.
Crazy to think. I still remember when the club came through.
Yeah, man, 20 seasons, so salute to the Houston Dynamo. You could purchase this jersey now. It's available now in the team store at Shell Energy Stadium and MLSstore.com. So, hey, man, pick you up some Dynamo gear, man. It's about that time. And their first home game is the 22nd.
That's right, against FC Dallas, too.
Yeah, man, so that should be a good
really
one,
really fun time when you go out there. If you haven't been, I would highly recommend
it. I have a strong feeling. I'm pretty sure that myself and Figgy will both be in the building.
Yeah.
We all got to take a group trip out there.
Yeah, you know I like going out there.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So
22nd?
So what day is it?
Saturday.
Sure. Well, if I'm in town, I'm in.
I actually can't go on the 22nd.
Reggie might be. You can take your date there. That's your first date.
All right. You just had to ruin it. We were having a good time, wasn't we?
So, speaking of the Dynamo real quick, if you're not doing nothing this Sunday, they actually have Fan Fest going on.
Oh, okay.
So, stop by Fan Fest is this Sunday, and you could go to HoustonDynamoFC.com. And get your tickets, man. Mm-hmm. And it's free. It's a free event.
What were you? That's the best price of all.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
without paying me,
a little free 50.
That's as good as we can get.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I actually might swing by there, man. See what's going on, man. Try to get the energy going for the Dynamo season.
Yeah, I'm
man.
Going fishing on the 22nd.
I bet you are.
Looked at my calendar. I haven't been.
I don't know why you had to look at the
Let's go to the next home game because I think they got another home game on the 2nd.
Let's schedule it.
Let me look at my soccer app in a second.
Yeah.
Oh, March 2nd?
March 2nd.
Oh, we can celebrate my anniversary, my 40th anniversary there.
Oh, that's perfect for you because you're down for soccer.
Yeah, you're not even going to have an anniversary to worry about either.
Hey, babe, let's go to a soccer game with my coworkers.
I'm going to be solo anyway.
That's right, exactly. Oh, it's Inter-Miami as well.
All right.
Yeah, you might not be able to get in that mug, I swear.
Just you, me, and Figgy, and she can wait at home.
Yeah. Y'all can do something when we get back.
That's right.
Hang with the fellas on your anniversary.
Like, I got to say, in one hand, I know you're joking, but at the same time,
I'm not altogether joking.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm concerned.
I know.
I'm becoming concerned.
It's kind of joking. It's kind of.
You know what? Let's get back to it, man. Worst dates since we on.
That's my wife.
That's the first crazy. One. That's the crazy.
713-572-4610. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it's probably packed out there, man. It's going to be packed tonight. So don't even try to make a reservation. Because it's gonna be a little crazy tonight. But what was the worst date you ever been on in your entire life? Where this date just went sour.
Don't point
sour.
At me. Don't do that. Don't point at me.
I've been out of the game a long time. Mine would be, I have a story, but it's not mine.
Ah, so you'd be telling someone else, you don't want to necessarily do that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Well, on the text line, a few of them have already come in from 346. They said they went on a blind date one time, and within 30 minutes of the conversation, she asked how he felt about, can I say this?
You ever play that game Pogs when you were a kid?
Pogs?
Pog, you know, the little round thing.
Pog. Oh, I've heard of Pogs.
Yeah. Kind of like that.
Not quite that. But yeah, if he enjoyed that particular activity, he said he went to the restroom and left. Yeah. I mean, look.
He should have.
Did y'all talk it out first? Like, maybe that's not what she wanted to do. She just wanted to know about you. I don't know. People ask questions.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to read more. What you say?
Oh, no. Go ahead. Because I'm going to tell mine.
8-2, they said that during quarantine, they were on a dating app, started talking to this girl. She looked good in the photos. You know where this is going.
Yep.
Wanted to watch a movie, pulled up, looked about 10 years older, about 50 pounds heavier. So that was the first and last time.
That high angle picture from up here?
I think that speaks to some, hey, we got to be able to keep these. If you are indeed in on the dating apps, you got to keep these somewhat current, man.
Yeah.
Like, we can't.
Well, but also they do the angles.
Well, I mean, angles is one thing, man. Like, that's what the camera going to do.
Dating apps should have accurate heights and weights.
Yeah, I feel like that's actually going to harm the men more.
Yeah.
Like, nah, I'm 6'1". Brother, you are 5'10".
That's right.
What are you doing out here?
Yeah.
For me, my instance was, it wasn't like inherently an awful first date, which I got it, you know, bless up,
mm-hmm.
that I have not had the horror stories.
Mm-hmm.
However, like, she was already like a lot younger than me.
Okay.
And I was like, I guess I'll give it a shot.
That's already a strike one.
You know what I mean? Like, I was going in, I was like, all right, let's be open-minded. Took her to a nice wine bar. We were cool. We were chilling and everything. And she was talking about how, like, she had, you know, a roommate that she had had in college, and then how she had broken, like, you know, talked about, like, how the friendship had broken down, how she was getting into fights and stuff. And I was like, this is not attractive.
Yeah.
This is not doing what you think. And I was just like, oh, okay, you are just not mature enough for what we're trying to do here.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
I was like, okay. Like, and she was a perfectly sweet girl and everything, but I was just like, oh, we are not on the same. Like, it was just this is not simpatico at all.
You're in high school. You're a baby.
Right. She out here talking about, like, the people that she done fought with and the reason why people broke down and, like, all these other relationships that did not work out. Like, not romantic relationships, like, personal relationships. And I was like, oh, you might be the problem.
Yeah. You got a lot of drama going on.
Yeah.
And I don't even think she realized that it was like, oh, this is just drama on drama on drama. I don't want to sign up
for
that.
You know what? I stopped being friends with her because she's fake.
Yeah. Oh God!
So you were there then. So you were there then. I was like, oh, and again,
I don't really do well with females.
Oh, Lord,
perfectly
that's
nice.
That's all you need to hear.
Perfectly nice.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Maybe a problem. Maybe a problem.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was probably the worst. And honestly, again, not that bad. If we're talking about the worst, it was just like she was talking. She did not realize that this was like, hey, you want to see a red flag? How about another one?
Yeah.
You want to see some red flags? And I was like, woman, you might need to stop.
Yeah, speaking of soccer, red card.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
red card.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my worst date, man, I still think about this date to this day, honestly. I don't tell my lady that, but it was this girl I wanted. I've been trying to get with her for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she wouldn't give me a time of day, and then one day she gave me the time of day. She's like, all right, we could go to the movies. I'm like, yes.
Oh, well, man.
I pull up to her house. Her cousin, somebody else comes out too.
Oh, so no.
I'm like, wait a minute. What's going on? And she's like, sorry, my cousin who was younger, she was like 17 at the time. We like.
Oh, that's the worst age to have a tag.
No.
Like, if it was like a baby, like, all right, cool, we can do something cute. 17?
Yeah. So I'm just like, man, we canceled the movie. We just went somewhere to eat. So it was just three of us.
You got labeled as food in the phone. And
that's what happened.
Right.
So you were used.
So she apologized and all that stuff.
But she ate.
Yeah. I didn't pay for the other one.
Oh, okay.
But so the next time we tried again. Movies, she said, it's just gonna be me and you. Don't worry about it. They, you know, I had to watch my little cousin who was 17.
Yeah,
which I think that was kind of BS.
17, she'd be all right.
She could stay home, but pulled up. They came out together.
You're kidding
again.
Me?
Yep. And this time she got to the car first. The girl I was trying to date. She like, sorry, I couldn't. It was nothing I can do. So I'm like, man. I'm like, all right. So we went to the movies.
Man.
We couldn't go to the movie we wanted to see because she was 17.
Yeah.
So now we got to go to a damn kids movie.
That is awful.
So we went right in the middle of this damn movie. It was, I forgot what kid movie it was. It was nowhere to sit, so we in the front seat.
Oh.
We had the very first row.
Yeah.
And so it's just us three.
Your neck's craned up and everything.
Yeah, so I'm sitting there with my face on my fist.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there like, man, I don't know what to do. And then to make it worse, the girl, her phone was just blowing up.
God.
So she's trying to talk during the movie.
No.
She's like, I'm going to call you back after. She just kept going. I was just like, man, this is awful. She was fine, too.
I just could, that's the only reason you went back.
That's why you went the second time. Yeah, I know. Yeah. When you were like, she came out again, I was like, so you told her to get out and not sit in your car.
That second,
when you said y'all went to the movies, I was like, I know what time it is.
That second time, I was just like, nope, that's it, man. I can't do this, man.
That's crazy. From the 832, had a date with a beautiful woman, went on a date. She told me she was pregnant and married. Yikes.
Oh, man.
Goodness.
Ooh, because the worst part about that, pregnant and married, is that there might be someone who might want to come see you.
Yeah.
You didn't willfully and knowingly make that choice, right? It's one thing if you was like, nah, we gonna do it anyways. Then whatever ass whooping might come, you earned.
Yes.
You might have just guerrilla warfared your way into some.
A pregnant married woman going on a date is wild.
Yeah.
Woo. Or if she might have just said she was pregnant and married, which is a whole different level of problem. Because if she's lying about something like that, yikes.
Yeah.
Terrifying. Terrifying. I hope that none of this gives anybody some level of pause. Still, open your heart to love.
Yeah.
I don't think these will happen to you, dear listener. Open your heart to love.
Then again.
It is possible.
Yeah.
Speaking of Valentine's Day and all the candy and all that stuff, how do y'all feel about dark chocolate?
I rock with it.
I'm a fan.
You're a fan of dark chocolate?
Yeah.
I actually like it. With almonds? Good stuff. Yeah.
So, Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, he was doing an interview, man. And he was doing an interview with some two young ladies. And he asked her favorite color. Mm-hmm. And this was her response.
What's your favorite color?
Well, lately I've been into dark chocolate. So that's been like my thing.
You've been dark chocolate, huh?
It's been the flavor of my season, let me tell you.
I understand.
More to come. I thought you were going to say red.
No,
but,
I like the dark chocolate.
I mean, red is like my favorite, but I mean, everything.
Yeah, she said dark chocolate.
I like dark chocolate. Even in my search, you'll see dark chocolate. That is, I feel like.
That is dark chocolate.
I love it. Oh, my God. Oh my gosh, I love it.
They know we're recording, right? How'd you get that audio show?
Oh boy. Boy.
That's exactly what I heard.
Yeah.
I was like, that sounds familiar. Oh yeah. That sounds like Ron Hughley.
Did she know what was going on?
She knew exactly. She said, you could check my search. She knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
She knew exactly what she was doing.
Because she was a good actress if she did.
No.
Yeah.
If she,
exactly
she did.
I know Deion sat up after that one.
He sure did.
He was kind of chilling a little bit. She said dark chocolate. He sat up like, whoa.
Okay.
Dark chocolate. <huh?
laughs> Yeah, that they got to a point where it was like, all right, y'all know people are watching this, right? I need y'all to calm down.
Yeah.
By the way, it was another girl there sitting there.
Yeah, like there's other people here, and that was in public. Like it was. It looked like Radio Row. I don't know where it was.
I think it might have been Radio.
Like, there's people here, guys. There's children around.
There's people here.
And then the other girl's like, oh, I thought your favorite color was red. She was like, nah, dark chocolate. I've been in the dark chocolate mood.
All right.
Wild. I'm like, look, I get it. Throw your hints. But then go and handle business elsewhere. Like, don't do that in front of me.
Yeah.
Have some courtesy. Have some couth. Why don't you? How about this from the 832? They said that they were at the club on a Saturday night. Dangerous disco. Totally lucked out. Met the most beautiful girl. Hung out all night. Went, made a date with her. And then found out, get there, she's got a kid. And then they went further and they said that they ended up in that time. And then they smelled tuna. And so that took them home. I don't know what the relationship is there at all. I don't know why.
Oh my God.
I don't know why sandwiches and stuff came into play there. I don't understand what's happening there. But
goodness gracious.
Yeah. Keep sending those texts in, I guess. 713-572-4610.
Yeah.
That is Figgy's mixtape.
Wonder why a girl that good looking didn't have
it. Somebody cooking perch.
Right here. In the Loop on Sports Radio. I have a feeling that Parker will come in and talk to us.
Yeah.
It might be the death of the mixtape.
Yeah. 1:20 p.m. every weekday.
Told you I was going fishing in the Loop.
On In the Loop.
Right?
While
that listener was going fishing too, apparently.
While supplies last, I guess. Yeah. We'll see if it comes back. But coming up next, let's draft the weekend before we talk to Clint and B. Scott. But then also, in honor of Valentine's Day, let's play this game. What are these names in sports that evoke Valentine's Day? And I will start the bidding with the easy one. Give me Bobby Valentine. I will start the bidding with Bobby Valentine. 713-572-4610. We do all of that next.
Thank you, Figgy.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day to all you fine folks listening. It's In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Getting ready to hand it off to the fellas of the drive. It's going to be Clint, and I believe B. Scott will finish out the week as he's been carrying on for show, as show is at home taking care of the babies. Happened to get a little sick. I hope that he's able to still have a nice Valentine's Day with his wife as well.
I got a hunch he will.
I'm sure he will. That man take care of himself and his family. I appreciate that for him. All right, there's a few things I want to get done here.
Okay.
And we still need to draft the weekend. I think there's still some fun sports that happen.
There's some good
this
weekend.
I do want to let you know that, you know, as we're hearing more stuff out of West Palm Beach, this is kind of interesting to me. We talked about Cam Smith, that Espada said that he'll play him at third base. Primarily, he'll play third base, but he will get some outfield time. That is interesting. In addition, opening day for Grapefruit League, obviously that is, you know, spring training ball. Mm-hmm. Your starting second baseman will be Bryce Matthews in Grapefruit League. Like, they're pushing hard on the idea of, like, trying to get the second base thing happening there.
Well,
Owens, I apologize. It's Clinton Luke Morrow, so I was wrong about B. Scott.
Okay, so, but in the spring training thing, we can read something into that, but it happens a lot.
No, sure. Yeah, especially early on as this thing's starting to go. But, I mean, my point just being, they're really trying to get some people comfortable in that second base spot. I still think that Altuve will get a decent amount of time there. And in addition to that, Zach DiCenzo will get time in both left and right field. He'll get both corner outfield spots.
They've been pretty high on him.
Yeah.
Just
so
from what they've said.
Trying to see if they can get another outfielder or get him comfortable in playing outfield for this season. All right. So that's one thing checked off the list. I'm sure we'll get way more baseball updates from West Palm Beach as we continue moving things along now. Another thing, as we were talking about in the mixtape, worst first dates. Somebody said that they took this chick out from the 281. Took this chick out. She had a new car, wanted to drive, ran a stop sign, crashed 20 minutes in.
You got a wreck?
That is, because the worst thing about that is that if she drove, you stuck.
Yeah.
Now you got to deal with police and insurance instead of a date.
You got to act like you care.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you 20 minutes in. Do you know her?
Yeah.
Do you even really know her?
I'm so sorry. What can I do for you? You know, you don't want to do any of that.
That's right.
Yeah, you don't want to do any of that.
Yeah, so that's
I'll be on the lookout for the tow truck. I think I know somebody. Sitting there like,
you know what? I'm going to go ahead and Uber home. But let me know how it goes.
That's right.
Let me know how it goes.
I'll catch you next time. You good here? You all right? You already got in touch with Geico? Yeah, all right, cool. Yeah, all right, cool. All right. I'll catch you. I'll catch you. Be safe. Be safe out here. You know, people driving crazy.
Let me know how you do.
All right. So I did propose this game. I don't see anybody has tapped in yet. So we'll see if anybody wants to. Names in sports that evoke Valentine's Day. I started with Bobby Valentine. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of names that you can get there. If you want to get in, you can. If not, that's cool either. What we're going to do right now, we're going to draft the weekend.
Let's do it.
Do either one of you fine gentlemen absolutely want to draft first?
I don't care.
It's so up there for you, Figgy, if you want to take first.
If you want to take it again, take it again.
I'll take first.
There you go, Figgy. Go ahead and draft the weekend.
You should have went.
I threw it up there for you.
I don't care.
I threw it up there for you.
I don't care.
I'm going to go with the three-point contest.
Okay.
I want to check out the three-point contest, man.
I think that's a good one. It seems like you're rooting for Darius Garland.
Mm. Not really. Okay. I kind of want to see some stars. And I know they all not stars or anything, but you got Dame Dollar.
Dame Lillard's in there.
Yeah, sure. You got some couple names in there where you be like, all right, I want to see how they can shoot.
Yeah, Norm Powell is coming in with like a 42% three-point percentage into this one. I kind of like him as the potential winner here.
It's kind of all you got anymore with the All-Star weekend.
The skills challenge used to at least be kind of fun. They've really softened that thing up. And then the dunk contest, it's just the bar of expectation is way too high for it. It's just not going to hit.
Yeah.
All right, I guess I will draft next.
Go ahead.
And while I there's one on the table that I think you might take, I want to get to this particular game before you do.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, Saturday, February 15th, in the state of Arizona, you will have two top 25 teams matching up in college basketball, and that's the University of Houston versus Arizona. I don't want to watch that game. 1 p.m. tomorrow. I definitely want to see that one. Houston, obviously the favorite there. I think it's a 1.5-point line. But, yeah, just another top 25 matchup for the Cougars. I'm super excited to watch that. And the Arizona's looking to bounce back after my K-State Wildcats got a win over them in midweek.
Had to drop that in.
Yep.
Look, Houston at Arizona, big time. Auburn at Alabama, rivalry.
Good call.
Number one.
Good call.
Versus number two. I've been looking forward to the game all week.
I've mentioned it a couple of times.
Yep. These are two quality squads, great coaches. Number one versus number two on February 15th is high level basketball. I've been looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's looking.
And
like
it doesn't conflict with the Aggies playing Arkansas. So,
is that did he just subtly draft a second game?
I said it doesn't conflict.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay.
That'll be in there whether it's an undrafted free agent or not.
All right, very good. Fig.
I'm going to go tonight, man. I thought
Lopez. He's taking all the All-Stars. I thought I'd be able to get the Rising Stars game.
I left it up for Lopez because he's talking about a lot. I'm going to go with the Rising Stars game tonight, man. Yeah. I want to check in on the youngsters.
Mm-hmm.
Amen and Wimby. Is Wimby playing?
I believe is in the Rising Stars.
Because I know he's.
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah.
He is.
Okay. Yeah. I want to check in on everybody. Mm-hmm. See how everybody playing.
There's some nice young cats in the league right now that I don't think are getting enough shine. That's always what this game is good for. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it should be fun. And I hope a man gets to dominate. That should be really fun.
I hope they play for real too, man. Don't treat this like the All-Star game.
They usually play a little bit closer.
Yeah, play competitive.
Yeah.
Oh, they should in that game.
Yeah. That's 8 p.m. TNT tonight. To see Amen and Reed apply their trade in that game. All right, I'm going to actually go a little bit out of the way because I think that Lopez might be infringing on my territory here.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that I could maybe get this as a real value pick in one more round, but I'm going to get it now. The 713 is with me too. The Daytona 500 this weekend, baby.
Yeah, that was going to be my next pick.
Yeah, I want to get in on this. I'm super excited to see. I think Bubba Wallace I think he qualified pretty high as well. See if their car is actually running better this year on the 23-11 team. But yeah, I'm in on the Daytona 500. Let's get this NASCAR season going.
Yeah, look, I'm a very casual but pretty loyal in terms of the big events. NASCAR fan, and I think you made a good pick there. Which leaves me, I guess. Guess I got to draft my Aggies.
Yeah.
Draft my Aggies.
Can't believe you had to pick that one.
Arkansas at A&M, but I drafted them in the right spot. So it was a smart pick. A&M playing some really, really good basketball. Arkansas, big-time rival. Not bad at all. They've had a good season as well.
That's
all I got. They beat Texas recently. They beat, was it Tennessee? Somebody else really good Arkansas beat. I'll have to look it up, but no, that's gonna be a good.
Yeah,
game.
And they needed it because they started the SEC season?
It was Kentucky.
SEC season started off kind of poorly for Arkansas.
But they beat Texas, they beat Kentucky, and they're playing some good basketball. That should be a good ball game.
You figure you ain't got no more. Yeah, you like All Star is all you're in on.
That's it, man.
Well, I would have to make sure that I'm on brand with this. Women's college basketball's got a big matchup on Sunday, number 7 UConn versus number 4 South Carolina. Noon on Sunday. I am so in on this. Paige Beckers, Azzy Fudd. I think that's going to be a really fun matchup against the South Carolina team that's looking to bounce back themselves. They had a little bit of a tough loss here recently. So, yeah, no, that's always a good matchup. Anytime you get Geno versus Dawn Staley, that's a fun thing. So I really want to watch that one. And, yes, from the 541, they said make sure you tune into the Indy 500 an hour earlier than Daytona. I don't know. Indy 500 for some reason just doesn't hit me in the same place that the stock car racing goes.
Not at this time of year. Not at this time of year.
Which is funny because it's like the premier race, American race, mm-hmm. but still, like, it just doesn't hit me in the same way. Maybe I'm the weirdo. All right, so I asked you for your names in sports that evoke Valentine's Day. I started with Bobby Valentine. I could have also gone with Denzel Valentine, but I feel like Bobby's bigger. Mm-hmm. Some other names that have come in. 713, you're being a little bit of a jerk by saying Dick Butkus. However, Magic on the YouTube mentioned both Jordan and Kevin Love.
Kevin Love. I mentioned him with you last time.
That's a good one.
Good one.
Yeah.
Pete Rose.
There we go.
Solid one. Derrick Rose has already come in. I like this from the 346, getting innovative with it. Brett the Hitman Hart. I was thinking also Josh Hart is one of those ones that you could go.
Yeah.
I ultimately went with, I was thinking, how about Zay Flowers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There you go. So, if you have any other ones, feel free to throw those ones in.
How about Blue Ball?
AJ Blue Ball? You see, you make me not want to do these things. You know that, right? You make me not want to do these
Is that not a Figgy? That's a Valentine's name, isn't it?
What about Grady? For you, the way that you're handling it, absolutely is going to be a Valentine's name.
What about Grady Dick?
All right, look at you. See what you're doing? See what happens? We're just trying to have a nice, kosher time.
Hey, he's going to make the squad. Oh, he should. He's got a chance to make the
AJ
squad.
AJ Blue Ball?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he does have a possibility. Mm-hmm. I think, honestly, it's much better if you don't have to. it's much better, and with no disrespect to AJ.
Yeah.
But, like, I really do hope that you find yourself in a mm-hmm. place where Luis Garcia comes back sooner rather than later. Dare I say it, Lance McCullers comes back sooner rather than later, and you have those guys kind of helming the five, and then you could throw some of these other guys into your pen and really help you expand out what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, Hayden Wesneski, if he could be in your pen, man, I feel a lot better about what's happening there, as opposed to if those guys are having to be your starting, your main line starting five, and then if you have to go into deeper starting pitchers, you have that. But again, shout out to I guess the Astros pitcher of the show, AJ Blue Ball. I don't know
if he can handle the frustration if he doesn't make the squad.
And now I turn my attention, thankfully, to the guys who will be taking over, the guys of the drive. It's Clint. And today, Luke Morrow. Fellas, what's popping, man?
Big Luke in the building.
Yes, sir.
Boss. Hey, Big Easy. He's smooth and easy, ain't he? What's going on, fellas?
Hey, not much.
Nothing.
Not much.
We got a lot covered. We covered a lot today. I'm sure you will, too.
Look, man, I'm coming in and got me a few topics in the old rundown. And mm-hmm. as I'm easing on in, man, there's a lot popping. Next thing you know, I got 10 or 12 of them ready to rock and roll, man.
All right. We'd love to hear it.
Yeah. We got some good ones, man. A lot going on with the Rockets, the Astros. Always something going on with them Texans.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And you know it is Valentine's Day.
That's right. Yep. Speaking of, a couple of things that we have in the air. Or these boys to play this game, which is the name in sports that evokes Valentine's Day. Billy Ray Valentine came through. Derrick Rose came through. I put up a Zay Flowers. You can go with that, or you can go with a part of the mixtape where Figgy Fig asked us to detail your worst first date, which we heard some crazy ones, including someone who said that they got in the car. She wanted to drive, new car, crashed in 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, first side of that thing, I'd go with Kevin Love, hands down.
Good answer.
And I know, contrary to popular belief, I mean, there's a lot of people don't believe this. Luckily, my wife bought it. I never was a big dater, boys.
Yeah?
I mean, I'm not saying I didn't ever say, hey, man, you want to go grab some drinks, you want to grab something? But it was, I mean, she had... I didn't ask women out.
Mm-hmm. They asked you out.
Like, well, no. That wasn't. No, like, I was never the guy that asked random women out to see if we liked each other.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I was asking you out, there's a really good chance. Well, I mean, I may not know them, but hey, you're bringing something to the table more than just good looking and sexy. Like, I mean, there's, like, if I'm going to go out and hold your hand and be at dinner and buy you drinks and all that kind of stuff, we're either friends with benefits, like, there's something going to happen, or. If it's a real date, like, there's a real possibility here.
Yeah.
So.
No, I hear you.
I don't know that I'm not.
You didn't want to play games.
I'm just not one to go sit down with some good-looking gal and talk my way into a good time that day. Like, that just ain't it. Like, if it's a date, if you see me on a date with one, we're dead-ass serious.
I like it.
That thing's got legs.
Yeah. That's good.
That thing's got legs. Yeah. Now, in the club, in the VIP section. The same girl happens to be around. Well, that's a different story.
Something else,
you know. But the dating never really was my game. I'd say four or five women in my whole life that I've legitimately dated. Probably more like eight.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably more like eight that I took on a date thinking like this has a real chance.
Yeah. Yeah.
And most of them worked out pretty good. You just look up and you're like, this ain't
working. This one ain't working.
There was never the first date like, good God, she got horse breath. Yeah. You know, there was never any of those. And I never had any wrecks like that for dancing.
Yeah, God bless. That's
sorry, Luke, thing. I didn't mean to chew up all the time.
No, you're
talking about your dating life, Chief.
I don't think I have any dates to share. I was going to try to stretch the rules for names with Texans themes, like Love V. Smith.
I think the count is
Sage Rosenfels.
Count it as well. I like that one as well.
That's all I could bring.
And then I feel like we might have a winner here on the 713. This is where I'm going to dismount Casanova McKenzie, linebacker. I think that's a good one. I think that's a very good one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Feel free to carry on if you wish, but we are done for the day. In the Loop. We'll catch you next week. But in the time being, we leave you in the capable hands of Clint Sterner, Luke Morrow. It's The Drive. You're listening to KILT AM, KILT FM HD2 Houston and Odyssey Sports Station. And right now, The Drive is live.